There in showbiz, good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
8:10, Peter Ford, good morning.
Hello, Gareth.
The name blame game is on.
I know. I wonder if people kind of understand why this is significant and why we are still talking about it a few days down the track. I mean, the reason why this is something is because of the nature of that name, the pet name, Lilibet. If it was Elizabeth, people wouldn't be having these debates and discussions. So what happened in this latest chapter is that the BBC, very lots of cred, right? A couple of days down the track, they went to air with a report that Palace insiders had told them and wanted it known that the Queen did not give any approval at all. In fact, she was blindsided by the announcement that they, Meghan and Harry, had taken her private pet name within the family and given it to their baby. And so they reported that. Now, within a couple of hours, the BBC got the legal letter from Prince Harry. And they also have a spokesman who's gone on record to say that they did seek permission from the Queen to specifically use the name Lilibet, and she did not deny them the chance to do that. Had she said, I don't like that, they wouldn't have gone ahead with it. So the bigger picture here is quite interesting. Is number one, obviously Harry and Meghan are very litigious people. They will go after people who they're not happy with and try and close down reporting. Now, the BBC have not taken down their reports. It's still online. Normally, the first reaction within any media organisation, if they think they're in trouble, is get everything offline straight away and we'll sort it out. But they've still got their reports up, but updated to include the denial by Prince Harry and Meghan. So who knows? It's never going to end up in court. I mean, you know that. It's never going to end up in court because that would ultimately mean, you know, the notorious Palace insiders would have to take the stand, potentially even the Queen herself. So, but the blowback, I think, is interesting. In the British papers, I sent you the copy of some front pages. You can see it's already backfiring on Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, well, this is where I think it's really interesting, isn't it? It's you can talk about courtrooms. Really, this is a battle for public opinion and hearts and minds.
Yeah, and sometimes it's better just to walk away. I mean, I can get it that it might be hurtful if what they're saying is absolutely true, but sometimes it's better just to walk away because one of the papers there, the headline is, you know, what's to say you're causing more pain for the Queen now by putting her through this latest saga of, you know, denial, and she's never going to come out and put out a press release and say, yes, I did, or no, I didn't. She would never do that. So it still must be causing her more private turmoil.
Indeed. Now, Daryl Summers, he's what, planning to sue his former manager? Why? What's this about?
Well, again, I wonder whether sometimes you're better just to walk away. So this is his former manager called Alex Mathey. And last year, Alex put out a press release that he announced that he was going to be taking on Daryl and Daryl's wife, Julie, and the company that they have. And he outlined various details of why he was doing this and why he felt he'd been badly done by, etc., etc. So because of that announcement, he's now himself going to be the subject of this defamation case, which is headed for the Supreme Court, if it gets there. Sometimes these things don't actually ever end up in the courtroom. I don't know. It's like I was just saying with Harry and Meghan. Sometimes you better just to walk away, because if you look at the reporting of this today, the very press release that has offended Daryl and his wife, they're now they're reporting the details of that, and there's nothing to stop them reporting the details of that. So I just wonder if you're really kind of you're giving it more oxygen than it ever originally had by taking it on. But you know, Daryl certainly, you know, like Harry and Meghan, he's not slow to pick up the phone and get a legal team working for him. So we'll see where it goes.
Now, we went through this with Margaret Court ahead of Australia Day in the honours list. We don't break embargoes, Peter, but there's a name on the Queen's birthday honours list that you think will upset the Twitterverse.
Oh, I think it will. But, you know, as I've said to you, I don't think it's going to be Margaret Court-style level of reaction or even Bettina Arndt, you know, style reaction. But I still think it will get the Twitter first going. But if we are going to give awards to, you know, hardcore left-leaning people, we've got to give them to hardcore right-leaning people as well, provided they've met all the criteria. And obviously, because the people involved in these awards know that everything is scrutinised and debated, then they would make sure that all the criteria has been met. But yeah, so Monday, no doubt we'll end up talking about that. But I like it that they don't panic in there. I mean, presumably at some point when they see a name come up that they know will get a reaction, there must be a temptation to get out the Texticolor and say, no, let's not make that happen. But it's good they don't shy away from these things. But there are some other people, I must say, included in the list that I'm very, very thrilled about. Good, hardworking people from the media game.
Looking forward to all being revealed on Monday. Good on you, 40. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.